from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jacoby Brissett joins the show. Jacoby, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you? How you guys doing?
Doing great. Sounded like you had a nice practice today. I heard you had a nice bomb there to Tyquan Thornton. How was everything feeling out there in the practice field this afternoon?
I thought we had a great day. Ending training camp on the right note. I thought the guys came out with good energy. We had a hard practice yesterday, so everybody could have easily fell in the tank, and I think we answered the ball. And I think we all went out there and performed well, and our energy was up. So I think guys definitely answered the call today.
Thank you for joining us, Jacoby. I want to ask you if you can describe Alex Van Pelt's approach with this offense, because we don't know a whole lot about him other than everyone you talk to says he's just this great guy. But how different is his approach from even the last time that you were in Foxborough with the Patriots?
The good thing about AVP is he's the same guy every day. When you talk about AVP, you got to start with he's a great man. He's somebody that everybody wants to play for, and I think that's what gets you out of bed in the morning that you're going to play for somebody that's, doing it the right way. So you got to start there, but I think he's doing a good job of he has a system in place, and now he's trying to figure out where all these guys and how we're going to play football this year, how we all kind of coexist with each other, and I think he's doing a good job and mixing it up as far as putting different guys in different positions and giving other guys to shine, opportunities to shine and things like that. I'm excited to see how this thing unfolds when we put our product on week at a time, and because I know our identity, it may change a little bit as far as us because of how AVP is going to construct our offense to attack other defenses.
So, Jacoby, you were obviously started your career here getting drafted by the Patriots. You were in around the Colts, the Browns, Miami Dolphins, all these other places to come back and land in New England here under a new regime. Had to have been a weird experience for you. How did you sort of navigate that coming back home to the place that drafted you and that would be so different now?
Just being fortunate. I'm going into my ninth year in the league, so I've been fortunate to be around a lot of good people, having a lot of different opportunities presented my way throughout my career and being able to, stay with it through how my career has gone. And obviously was fortunate enough to have this opportunity to come back. And it's obviously under a different regime with Mayo and those guys. But with AVP and having that relationship and building that trust with one another that, I was definitely fired up to come in and play for him again.
Jacoby, when you started negotiating with the Patriots in the offseason about returning to Foxborough, how detailed was the plan that they presented you with in the quarterback room? Did they tell you that it was going to be a competition with another quarterback, or was there a different plan in place where you would be the starter? I'm just wondering what those conversations were like.
I mean, in this league, it's a competition every year, no matter to play in this league. So it was just two guys in a room, I think, at a time. But I mean, it's like I said, it's competition every year, every day. So they that was kind of like the unwritten, like they didn't have to tell me. I already, you know, kind of knew the writing on the wall. And then it was just about me just feeling comfortable with where this organization was trying to go. And I was, so I was definitely excited for that.
So when you came into the league, there were two quarterbacks ahead of you on the roster here in New England. One of them was Tom Brady, obviously the veteran, and you and Jimmy were the two young guys. Now you're the Tom Brady of the offense in every possible way, of course. What was it like sort of having him as the figure to sort of look up to and take you under his wing? And now how have you taken those lessons and applying them to your relationship now with Drake May?
I mean, Tom was a great teammate, you know, when he was everything you wanted in somebody to if you wanted to bring a young guy in and kind of emulate the way he went about his business and how he prepared and things like that. Like, he was the ideal person for that. And, you know, I was fortunate to have him be a part of my career. And, you know, I think the thing that with Tom was he was always a good teammate. So, you know, I'll try to like start there and then kind of figure out everything else as far as like how to help somebody. But I think Tom being just such a good teammate, not only to myself, but I know to a lot of other guys, that it definitely helped, you know, the transition as you get into the league and learning how to be a professional. And you learn from the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. So I was definitely fortunate to have that.
Jacoby, you're playing with a lot of young guys on defense, particularly at the receiver position. Thinking of Baker and Polk and even someone like Pop Douglas, who's coming back from last year. Who out of that group of young guys on offense has surprised you the most as the strides that they've been able to make through training camp?
Surprise? I don't think I wouldn't say surprise is the right word. It's just like I've definitely been impressed with a lot of the way that a lot of those young guys retain information in that room and kind of put it on display, like from taking the classroom to the field. So that's been the most, impressive things for that group. You know, obviously them learning a new offense and being around a new system. I think a lot of those guys have helped a lot of each other. I know you talk about like Pop and you talk about guys like Polk and Baker, and then you got guys who've been in the league for a couple years and Taquan and Reed and, KJ and Booty and those guys. And I think they've all just done a really good job of kind of, you know, stringing each other along and helping each other out when guys go through tough phases. And I think the room as a whole has been very impressive as far as picking up the information as far as being a new offense.
All right. Now, Jacoby, I'm a big fan of you as a football player, obviously, but about 5 years ago, the summer of 2019, I became an even bigger fan when you went on your Twitter spree of asking weird questions to people on Twitter. It was the summer of 2019, and I went back to check your feed, and you don't really tweet that much anymore. What can we do to get you back on Twitter asking those questions again?
Man, I'm honestly not like a big social media person. That was obviously, if you know that year, it was like kind of like pre-COVID and all that stuff. But so that's why I was stuck in the house and me and my friends were talking all the time. But I'm not a big social media person, so it'll be hard to get me back onto that.
You were very good on Twitter. I mean, it was very good stuff. It was thought-provoking questions.
Oh, for sure. I definitely had fun with it. I'm part of a group of my friends. We all ask those type of questions, like dumb questions while we're sitting on a bus or something like that, or in between working. We just used to ask stupid questions like that, but it's hard to get me back on any social media right now.
Okay, well, while we're on stupid questions, I did go through the 21 questions, and not that they were stupid, but I'm about to toss you a stupid one. The questions that you answered from Alexandra Francisco of Patriots.com, and one of the questions was, she asked you what one of your non-negotiables rituals before games were, and you said that a non-negotiable is you do not use public restrooms. So I have two parts to this question. When did you commit to this lifestyle? And secondly, how do you define a public restroom?
So I committed to this when I first started using the restroom, when I was potty trained, because I don't think I can remember the last time I was in a public restroom that I had to use it. And I mean, a public restroom is anything outside of my house or somebody that I'm really comfortable with, like at their house, and which is very rare, which is probably, one of my best friends whose house that I used to kind of like live at. But other than that, it's probably, I'll just wait to go at a hotel or when I get home.
You get off the plane after a long flight and you don't make a beeline for that bath. That's unbelievable to me. I feel like that's the number. That's one of the best usages of the bathroom you can have.
No, but it's like if I get at a hotel is fine. I trust the hotel cleaners. But other than that, like especially when like my biggest pet, one of my biggest pet peeves is we get to the stadium right when we get off the bus and guys just beeline for the bathroom. Like, did you not have 3 hours before you like this, before we got on the bus to use the bathroom? Like, should not smell this bad. So I just refrain from going in there.
You know what? This is why he's a good core. He's got good bladder control. You know, that's why it's hard. You can't teach that.
Preparation.
Yeah. Right.
Preparation
that's
is key.
Preparation, of course. Well,
I think about those things.
Very good. Well, Jacoby Brissett, thank you so much for the time today. Great talking with you, and we'll talk to you again soon. Good luck this weekend.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Jacoby Brissett as de facto right now starting quarterback for your New England Patriots, non-user of public restrooms. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We'll take a quick break and be right back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.